Thank you. You want to light one, Michael? Come on over here. There. You light. Hold on to that candle. Okay. Ooh, one, two. Oh, you did it. Okay, hold on to the candle, and Bella is lighting the Christ candle. Oh, we all need help to light the Christ candle, don't we? We do need help to light the candle. I need help to light the Christ candle every day. Hi, Sam, do you want to blow out this candle? Wow, way to go. Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Scarlett. Thank you, Kate. And do you remember what candles we're lighting? We're lighting the Advent candles. But Advent is over today. We light the Advent candles because we need love, hope, joy, and peace all the time. And we light the Christ candle today because we celebrate Christ Christmas tomorrow. We celebrate Christmas tomorrow. It is such an important day that we're celebrating it today. And well, maybe we'll celebrate it the day after, and then the day after, and 12 more days. And then maybe it will stick. Do you think it will stick? Do you think it will stay? Do you think the Christ candle will stay lit? Probably not. Maybe, yeah. But do you know what? We will light it again and again. Yep. Yep, we will light it again and again and again and again. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all of the people. The light shines in the darkness. And the darkness cannot overcome it. That is what we celebrate today. Thank you. And here, there's still maybe some more parts, so just stay, lightening on your pews. Like, sit down, but keep a little crouched, all right? Because I think more is coming. Thank you. Yes. Beloved in Christ, with delight. It's Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. Oh, I love it. Thank you. Is it okay if I put it right here? I know. Hi, Ramona. We prepare ourselves to hear again the message of the angels and go in heart and mind to Bethlehem. It's okay. They're welcome here. This is why they're here. Mary and Joseph and Jesus in the manger. Let us listen to the story of God's saving acts and celebrate the birth of Jesus. And let us make these hallowed halls reverberate with glad tidings of great joy, which is for all people. Now, you might notice that in your program in the bulletin, there's a moment where it says hoot and holler. Do you all see that? Yes, it's in there. And I thought that maybe some of you might not know how to do that. So I thought that I would want to practice it a little bit so that when we get to that spot, we'll all be ready and we know what to do. So the question is, how does one hoot and holler Christmas appropriately? Do you have any? Oh! You have some very good ideas. So let's take a moment, just gently practice volunteers to help tell this story. And if you get volunteered, you can say no. And if you feel a little bit like you want to be, you haven't been volunteered, well, you can. So I'm going to need a Joseph. Oh, yeah, Brad. And I'm going to need a Mary, so why don't you bring Julie up there, too? And now, when you hear this story, you're Joseph, you're Mary, okay? In the story, whenever you hear the word Joseph, you all say, attaboy. Got that? Joseph.
Should be registered.
This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because Joseph was descended from the house and family of David. Joseph went to be registered with Mary. To whom Joseph was engaged, and they were expecting a child. While Mary and Joseph were there, the time came for Mary to deliver a child. And Mary firstborn son, and wrapped the child in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their sheep by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory terrified. But the angel said to the shepherds, they were shepherds who were slowly dwindling. The angel said to the shepherds, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, our Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God. Those whom God favors. When the angels had left the shepherds and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing which has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Nice. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Heavenly host, you may be seated. Thank you. Isn't that a great story? love, sharing hope, joy, justice, and peace. And God needs us to help tell the story. And we know, like Mary and Joseph, not everybody really wants to participate. That's okay. And not everybody really wants to participate or has thought it was a good idea, but they try it anyway. They said yes when asked. I encourage you to continue to tell the story of God's great love. I encourage you to remember the Christ child who is born and the spirit and the power of Christ which is present in your heart. I invite you to participate in the great story of God's love. You are telling this story already. You know it by heart. Telling such wonderful stories, I encourage you to continue to give and receive and receive and give. I invite you to participate in the story of God's great love. I invite you to engage in the revolution of God's great love in this world that overturns things, that knocks us sideways and upside down, that hoots and hollers when you least expect it, that shares great love with one another. I invite you to give and receive our Christmas offering today. yourself in us. Bless us now so that we might become your people of love, of hope, of joy, justice, and peace. Amen. You may be seated. And I invite you to continue in a spirit of prayer. To settle into this place of peace. Maybe remember it is why it is that you are here. And I invite you, as you settle into this place of peace, to turn your attention inward for a moment. And find the place where God is pleased to dwell. Maybe today of all days is the day to find a place in you where God is present, where you feel love. Reconnect with your source of joy. Be enlightened in the spirit of hope. And be rooted in the presence of peace. On this day of Christmas, we remember the remarkable way that God has joined us in our bodies, living fully with us. God came as a tiny, vulnerable baby. And so did you. And at this moment, we are in awe of the love and the risk involved. Today, as we celebrate this tender and profound act of incarnation, we pray. And as we pray, we are joined together to one another and to God. So I invite you to spend a moment in prayer and send your love, your thought, your intention outward from your source of love, of joy, of hope, and peace. Send love, send joy, send hope. Welcome peace. Gathered with many people, some of the people who are here in this room, gathered this afternoon at City Hall to remember people who experienced homelessness in the past year, who died. And there was, I think, like 57 people died while experiencing homelessness in Duluth. And the youngest ones were kids. And I know that God is present in this world, and I also know that something in this world is not right. Whether we can have people experience homelessness and then live such a short while and die. May our loving intention, may the space where Christ dwells in us, may it move us for change to happen, for something different to be born today. There are words printed in our bulletin, and they're not bold, but I still would invite you, if you feel comfortable, to share them, to pray them with me, saying, thank you. Thank you, God, for loving us, for showing up in our lives.
you to live the incarnation of Christ, to be peace, so that there might be peace on earth. I encourage you to pass the peace of Christ to the people who are seated around you. If you feel comfortable, even offer words of encouragement, of love, joy, and of support.
Thank you.
stand here and shine. I'm going to take your light, James. I'll give it back. This is my favorite part of Christmas. I get to watch you glow all winter, all year long. But today, you get to see it too. Okay, remember, we're going to share the light. I'm lighting James's candle from the Christ candle. And I'm going to ask you to light someone else's candle with your candle. And I was thinking, you know, I asked the question, what's the appropriate hoot and holler for Christmas? I should have said, peace on earth. Like, when I ask what I want for Christmas, I always say, boots. But I should say, peace on earth. We should say, peace on earth. The answer is always, peace on earth. When they ask you, what's the appropriate exclamation for Christmas? So let's practice that. We'll share the little litany together responsibly. And maybe you can just begin to memorize or learn by heart. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Try that.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
Maybe we can try that one more time.
Glory to God.
So that you don't have to look at your paper or at the screen. But what if you started to look around and see all of the shiny lights? And what if when you started to see all the shiny lights, you began to recognize the presence of Christ? Let's try it. Go ahead, don't look at your paper. You got this. Remember, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace. You got it. Tonight, old dreams die, and new dreams come to life. The promise is fulfilled.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
Hope gives way to joy, and prayer to proclamation.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
The candles, that's you. The candles tell the story. Dawn invades midnight, the light of the world has come.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
This light is a light for all, warming us from within, radiating love, lighting our lives with the presence of God in human flesh, within us and among us, now and always.
Glory to God in the highest.
Thank you.
to stay here for a little while? It's so nice.
So lovely to see your light shine so brightly. But you can't stay here. You have places to go, people to be, stories to tell. When you leave this place, though, take your life.